Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, hello, everybody. Episode 330 of your Scope programming. Got two threes in the number. We've got three hosts back together again. Our third show of the year.
I mean,
we are on fire. Everything comes in threes. The triumvirate is back, and it is very, very exciting. Yes, Jared is in the house. Adam is also in the house. Jared, give him an extra round of applause.
I might even give him that.
After a little technical difficulties, trying to figure it out, because when you only do three shows a year, you tend to forget things that you normally would know, get out of practice, but hopefully the show's going to be great. It is our holiday show. Go figure. You know, our last show of the year, Adam's one show of the year. But we figured before we get into all of the festivities, we do a little catch up, see what's going on with people. Adam, I literally have probably talked to you twice this year. What do we need to know about your life? Go.
Let's see. We got a dog.
So that you did.
Got a dog. Yep.
What so kind of been, dog? When did you get this dog?
We got him on June 1st. He is a mix of a Bernese Mountain Dog, a golden retriever, and a poodle.
So a bigger dog.
No, he's the poodle in there must be a miniature because he's about 25 pounds now, and he'll probably get up to 35 pounds maybe.
Wow, the poodle's pulling some genes there.
Yeah.
Bring the size down because those other factors are pretty big ones.
Yep. He's a good size. He likes to chew on rocks. So yesterday I took him in to get seven of his teeth removed. Which costs a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So that was a good use of our money.
So without the teeth, he can just gum those rocks as much as he wants.
The one rock will last forever for this dog.
Yeah. He has not learned because I took him on a walk earlier and immediately just like, oh, hey, there's rocks here. And
doesn't your mouth hurt?
Right back at it. Let me ask you a couple questions about the dog situation. Now, we've never gotten a dog. One of the reasons being
huge mistake, Shane. Not getting a dog. Come on.
Let me tell you this, Adam. This is what would happen in our house. I would have had two females that I live with, being my wife and my daughter, saying, "Oh yes, we'll take care of the dog. We'll participate." Mm-hmm. But yet, in the middle of a blizzard, who is the person that has to take that dog out to take a dump? This guy. Who's the one that has to clean up all that stuff? This guy. Who has to take the dog for a walk? This guy. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, are the responsibilities shared in your house, or are you the main dog caretaker?
Mandy works from home, so she is the main dog caretaker during the day. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you know this about dogs. They just sleep during the day. So, reading between the lines. To answer the question of, like, who's the overnight care person for the dog, that tends to be me. I didn't want the dog. I didn't want the dog. I'm not the one that was, like, pulling for a dog.
Right.
Partially because, I'm the overnight care person, and also because it's like, oh, you know, like I kind of like our simple life, like Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Yeah, I've always thought of you of sort of in that Nicole Richie mold for sure.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, that's where I've been falling in. It's fine. Yeah. He's very sweet. It's been really great for Will to have you know, just something else that's other than two grown-ups in the house. You know, like being an only child, you know, I'm sure Shane, you can kind of relate to this. Like,
absolutely.
It's like, only children. I don't want to say they're weird. But
they are weird. Yeah.
But they are weird. They're like, strange, you know, beasts. Yeah. They're like little adults.
Yeah.
Too early.
They mature very fast.
Hmm. Yeah.
So
you think getting a dog was a better choice than having a second child?
That's a good question. For us, the second child was not an option anyway.
Sure.
I will say, you know, with a pet, the stakes are so much lower. you know, like, I don't worry about messing up my dog's life. Right. You know,
I mean, he's already chewing on rocks. I mean, well, how much worse could it get?
He came broken, so I don't have to worry about what did I do?
True. Like, if you have a child, bad
genes did you inherit?
If you have a child that likes to chew on rocks, then you have a bigger conversation to have about what you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So have you guys considered or had to deal with things like caretaking of the dog when you are on vacation, or, you know, you know that you have to come back to the house because dog has to go to the bathroom and you can't leave him sitting there for 6 hours. Right. How is that a vibe? How is that dynamic worked for you?
Well, we got him a week after going on vacation, and we haven't had a vacation since then. We just go to Mandy's parents' house like every other weekend. So that's kind of our vacations.
Right. Bring the dog with. How does he interact with other dogs? Does he teach them how to chew on rocks?
Yeah. Mandy's parents have a dog, and Mandy's brother has a dog. Mandy's brother has been in India for the last 3 months. For work, and he's gonna go back for 3 more months. So Mandy's parents effectively have two dogs.
I see how that works.
Lucky them. Yeah.
The first or second time we visited, their golden retriever bit our dog like right on pretty badly, like got him in the snout. And he was bleeding, and it was not cool. So we left, cussed them out, their dog's bad behavior.
Right. Never spoke to them again. No. Right.
But they've said they are our buddies now. So they've really come around on, each other.
Somehow. Old rock biter.
He doesn't give up. And, the other dog's just kind of like old, but I think he realized, okay, this dog is going to be here. So I'll deal with it.
Have you named this dog yet, or is it just
dog? Yeah, his name is Murphy.
Murphy. Where did that name come from? The Murphy bed.
So when we decided we wanted to get a dog, Will's really, really into Pokemon currently. And first he wanted to name the dog, Pokemon names. And we were just like, no.
Lickitung is not a good name for a dog.
Lickitung.
Yeah. Yeah. Slowbro.
Blastoise.
Yeah. Slowbro.
I mean, I was Farfetch'd. I thought was okay, but I was overruled. So I said no Pokemon, mostly for like content creator reasons. I don't want to deal with Nintendo suing us when we have our family vlog channel on YouTube and everything.
Sure. Everything gets demonetized and
forward and future thinking, Adam. That's what we love about you.
So then I was trying to Will, what do you, do you have any ideas for names that aren't Pokemon names? And I could see the wheels kind of turning, and his first thing, he goes, tree. And I was like, it's not a good, you don't want to ever just say, that's a bad idea to a 6-year-old, 5-year-old at the time. But it was a bad idea. He wasn't even trying to be funny. He just genuinely thought, how about tree? So we had to move on from Will's suggestions. And then
Will didn't.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
I think I was just like, I like people names. I like when dogs have people names, or
that's what I was going to ask you. Yes.
Yeah. And so then it was just like, what's a good, and supposedly dogs are kind of respond better when they have like a like a two syllable and then E sounding name. So Harley, you know, stuff like that. So helps them learn their name or something. That may be completely false, but that was something we had heard. So I don't know. I think I was like just rhyming or something, and I got to Murphy, and I'm a big Murphy Brown fan.
Oh, yeah, that's a Candace Bergen, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So Murphy from RoboCop, of course. You know, that's who he is before he's RoboCop. Lieutenant Murphy. So, yes.
Murphy. Eddie Murphy. Eddie, party all the time.
Edward Murphy.
Edward Murphy.
Edward R. Murphy. Yeah.
I love human names for dogs, and I have an affinity for single syllable male names. Like
Jack is a really good dog.
Like Jack or Mike or Pete or whatever. Yeah. I just, you know, the more normal and mundane, the better. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Steve
the dog. Perfect. Absolutely. Well, that's exciting, Adam, for you. Another question. Were you working on higher education goals, or am I crazy when I say that? Yeah. So where are you sitting on that? Let's say all of our more educated people out there are really wondering, have you done it?
Still.
Have you pulled the wool over the eyes of?
Mandy said I needed to take a semester off because I was just kind of being too much of a pain in the house. With my stress levels, I got a new job too. So
what? Different company?
Same company. It's just you know, in Agile, how they like just make new roles.
Right.
So instead of a analyst, I'm a product owner, but it's a lot of the same things. I don't really own anything, but my title says I do.
I love
That's exciting. Yeah. But yes, it is more work. And I have three teams, and Mandy just said, like, you suck right now. So take a break. And my break ends in January, and it's been a really nice break. She was right. I'm glad I took a break.
Did you tell her that part of your crappiness is the fact that you have to be the night manager for Murphy?
Yeah, she loved that. She really liked
it. I'm sure that landed over well.
Yeah.
Well, will your higher education give you any benefits besides the glory of learning? Is that something that might get you a raise or promotion or a level bump at your current workplace?
I put it in my signature, you know, on forums.
Right. Yeah.
And so then people believe me more, I think. that's the main thing.
It comes through.
That's good. Well, let's Adam, thank you very much. I want to just jump over to Jared real quickly. Jared has some fantastic sporting achievement to talk about. Adam, you're going to be very interested in this.
I wasn't sure where this is headed.
This is personal, this is not professional, but it could be a road towards professional viability. Jared, fill in Adam and the rest of our listeners just about what you've been doing the last few months.
Well, I want to guess that 50% of our listening audience already knows about this because we don't have a large audience and some of them are in the know. If you're a longtime follower of the show, you know that Shane and I have done the sport of curling for the last 6 years. And in my second year curling, not professionally, but more seriously at the Dakota Curling Club down in Lakeville, Minnesota. Our team just finished a undefeated season. 12 games.
Incredible.
It's an 8-team league, so we didn't play everyone twice, but we played a number of teams twice. We swept it. 12-0.
Literally swept it.
And then we did that. We managed to do that with a number of subs throughout the season, Shane being one of them. Probably our primary sub, I would think. Do you know how many weeks you played?
4 or 5.
Oh, I think it was more than that. Was it? Maybe it was 4 or 5.
Yeah. 5.
We are rotating.
The thing is with your team, Jared, one of your teammates literally was gone nearly all of the season. So you had subs every week.
Yeah, one of our teammates had some health troubles and was unable to participate for the bulk of the season. So we were pretty much had at least one sub every week. Some weeks we had managed to have two. But, you know, I played every week, and I think that's why we won. I think we won I mean, I'm not going to say that I wasn't a key factor because I was a consistent person there. I think that my playing has gotten a lot better because I've been playing in consistent conditions and on a consistent basis. But honestly, our improvement was because we added a different player this season because of health reasons. Our skip from last season was unable to participate, so we have a new skip this year, and he's just a more seasoned player, someone who's been around longer, and consequently, was just calling a better, more strategic game, and that led to us winning a lot.
Wow. Yeah, in my time subbing, it was a lot of fun because I saw everybody on the team at one point or another make some really fantastic shots, and you know, especially shots that maybe you are planning to do, but, you know, chances are of you making them may not actually square up. But in this case, it happened. So it was a lot of fun and definitely have seen the improvement. I can't necessarily say that I have improved as much as Jared. I don't think that's the case. But what Jared also was sort of mentioning is that this curling ice is a lot different than the ice that we have curled on in the past 6 years. Like it's like a real curling club. So it's far more consistent. It's much different than curling on hockey ice that has, you know, curling lines on it. It's night and day. So, you know, you have the ability to understand, you know, the playing field and work within narrower, limitations, right? So it's, you know, your mistakes tend to be based on form or, you know, whatever versus the ice totally effing you over.
Yeah.
And so that's different.
Very rare would the ice cause trouble that you couldn't figure out. I mean, usually it was just more like a tendency you had to take into account, like the stone wouldn't curl as much one direction versus another. So you just had to factor that in. But once you understood what was going on, you could plan for it, unlike the Richfield ice, which is, you know, a wild card every night. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I felt like I had some pretty banger shots at times. The 1 week where our skip was out of town for Thanksgiving, I had to skip, and we still managed to win. So that was good.
Yeah, shockingly. You shockingly did it. So very your cool. Season is done. Season is done.
There's no playoffs. It's just the best record wins the league. And we'll resume again a new season in sometime early January. I don't remember. I think it might be 3 weeks off. And then we're
exciting. And then you might have some overlap with Richfield curling if they get that together as well.
Richfield is probably going to pick up again late February.
Okay.
And that'll be Friday night. So I'll be back to Monday, awesome. Friday curling.
If you ever want to get out of that hell house with all the rock eating dogs and people that boss you around, Adam, if you want to come and watch us, we'd totally be up for that.
If you ever wanted to give it a try, there's a thing called Learn to Curl. You just come on out. They teach you how to curl and you slide around, have a good time and see if it's for you.
Yeah,
that's cool. You don't need to know how to skate, right?
You do not. You do have to be comfortable sliding on one foot while you're low to the ground, but that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a walk in the park for you, Adam.
Yeah.
And nobody can just do it easily right off the bat. They, you know, everyone has to practice it before they become competent at it. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. All right. So looking way to go, Jared. You know, I'm so proud of you. You've learned so much in such a short amount of time. Fantastic. You're the Richfield Jared Allen, who is trying very hard to be a professional curler. You're right. You're in his shadow, but hopefully you'll escape that and be your own man soon enough.
I feel like my international competitive window has probably closed, but I'm just happy to curl in a beer league. How about that?
Appreciate that. So I've got two more topics on my catch-up list. I'm just going to say this word. Give me one sentence that describes your feelings right now. I'm going to say the U.S. election. Oh, Jared, boy. One sentence. Go.
Wow, oh, what? Going right to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are in store for a world of hurt. I don't think people have really internalized how absolute batshit insane things are going to get and how bad they're going to get for a lot of people. Yeah, I really hope we survive the next 4 years.
Adam, your take.
It's pretty cool that Elon Musk's in charge of stuff.
Yeah, Elon Musk's basically commanding us to shut down the government, so that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had my sentence. I will be quiet.
This latest non-funding of the government is going to cost the Commanders a new stadium in D.C. So it doesn't really affect me here.
Elon Musk said that the taxpayer should not pay for it.
Yeah.
It's so nice having an unelected monarch.
Mm-hmm. Who hops around like a moron and we can see his belly. No, thank you. My sentence is simple. It's fine. We're fine.
Wow. Really?
No.
I can't be serious.
But Jared, I can't. I literally cannot cope if it's anything more than that right now. So I tend to err on your side, but I got. Oh, my goodness. I can't internalize it so much because I will be a maniac. We'll see what happens when we cross the international New Year dateline and how I feel after the holidays. But yeah, I'm worried, too. But hey, guess what, Jared, Adam? Until then, we've got a little something called professional football. All right. I mean, in a bizarre year.
You never doubted for a second that I had that ready to go.
No, you're always ready. I mean, we had the most... bizarre election season ever in the United States of America. Climate change is running rampant. Usually this time of year, we are sad and glum about the performance of our sports teams. But lo and behold, both of us, both Jared and myself and Adam, thinking there would be a season of mediocrity for both of our teams. Adam's team is leading his division right now, the Washington Commanders. No, they're not. But they're in. Sorry, take that back.
Week five, I think they were
wild card position. I forgot about the Eagles. But the fact that the Commanders are even there is amazing, right? They are probably playoff bound, and the Minnesota Vikings, with three games left to go, are 12-2 with a quarterback that I predicted would be lucky to win seven games this season. And I'm so excited for the Commanders-Eagles game, right? Like, that is going to be a humongous game coming up. You know, we're recording before week, is it 16, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Adam, I think that's the next game on the docket for the Commanders, correct?
Yeah.
Eagles?
They'll lose. The Eagles
are gonna, and but this one is in Washington, correct?
Yeah, I don't think that matters. But the following week, they play the, I don't know if we're going to talk about the Kirk Cousins of it all, but
we might as well.
They play the Falcons the following week, and Kirk Cousins has been benched.
Yeah.
For the man with a lot of puns attached to his name, the left-handed superstar Michael Penix. So I don't know what that means for that game. I do know if Washington wins one game and Atlanta loses one game, no matter what else happens, the Commanders are in, with the 6 or 7 seed. So that game, it could just come down to that game.
It is very likely, Adam, that the Commanders and the Vikings could play in the first round of the playoffs, correct?
I think the only way that happens is the Vikings would have to be the 2.
Yep.
And the Commanders would be the 7, which happens if the Vikings, I don't know how the Vikings get ahead of the Lions.
They would have to win the division, and then like Philadelphia would have to, I don't know how the Vikings get to be the number 2, because I think if they win out, they win the division and they have the number 1 seed, right?
What would have to happen is the Lions would have to lose 2 games for the rest of the season, and the Vikings would Vikings would then.
Yeah, you know. I guess I'm just assuming the Lions will win their next 2.
Yeah.
And then it'll come down to that final week 18.
Yeah.
But and who knows? Yeah, if they lose either of the next 2 and then also lose against the Vikings, then and the Eagles win out, then the Vikings could end up as the number 2.
I think the Commanders could get into 6 if the Packers lose 2 games down the stretch here and the Commanders win out. Whatever, for a team that was, thought to be like a 4 or 5 win team, It's pretty cool. And
has it been a fun season for you, Adam? Or yeah, have yeah. you have you sort of been waiting for the bottom to drop out as we sort of have, but it hasn't happened?
No, I feel like they have like good people running the team now, and I was totally fine with a bad year, you know, and just getting all these new people kind of in position to do stuff. There was a funny quote by their new GM who came from San Francisco at the beginning of the year when a reporter was like asking him about, you know, the talent level on the roster. And he kind of was like, we're just going to, I mean, he would, you know, as a PR spin and everything, but it wasn't like a glowing endorsement of the talent on the roster at the time. And I think, you know, to be mediocre enough, but, you know, good enough to maybe make the playoffs in this first season, is like, okay, that's a good first step. They also have a very easy, schedule. So, next year will be probably a bit more of a challenge, but maybe they'll have some more actual talent on the field.
Do you feel hopeful that this is a team trending up in the finally in a direction that is sustainable, or do you think
yeah, I mean,
it could be an aberration?
No. I mean, this team has never had a season where a rookie quarterback was lighting the league on fire and, you know, completely tanked immediately after that season. So, you know, RG3 never happened, and we're ready for Jaden Daniels to never destroy his knee, even though he has a very slight frame, and every time he gets tackled, I wince very, very badly.
Well, Adam, I got to tell you, considering I dislike nearly every team in the NFC East, I'm rooting for your Commanders to take care of business, and I really would like to see them kick the crap out of the Eagles, even though you are not confident that that is going to happen. They still got to play the game. Got to play mm-hmm. the game. Mm-hmm. Jared, I'll throw it over to you. Vikings, 12-2 with essentially a bridge quarterback. Mm-hmm. What does it take for the Vikings to sign Sam Darnold for at least one more season?
I think he's probably played himself into a pretty decent contract somewhere, and I don't think the Vikings with JJ McCarthy on the roster are willing to pay that. They weren't willing to pay Kirk Cousins. They were willing to pay $10 million to Darnold and for a year and get themselves to JJ McCarthy. I just don't think that they're willing to pay what Darnold is going to command in the market. And so his performance has priced himself out of it. So I think the question comes down to, is JJ McCarthy healthy enough to go? And do they have the confidence to just roll with him as a starter? If not, who do they go with?
Do they could franchise Darnold for a year?
Well, then he costs $41 million,
but yeah. They could do it.
They could do it. They could what also if, maybe
if,
look.
What if the Vikings make it to the NFC Championship game with that quarterback, though? I mean,
I know.
I mean, it's like
a,
you.
It's a
you
huge
have
question.
To, you have to. I mean, it's a very difficult question. And then the other question is that I'll throw this in there. Does Darnold feel like if he prices himself into a fantastic contract, but it's for a team that is mediocre, if that's a place he's going to want to go?
True.
I don't know, you know,
Shane.
I mean, he could follow the Cousins model and just go and get paid.
Right.
But yeah, maybe he wants to stay here where he's having success with a coach he likes. Then there's the question of Daniel Jones. They're kicking the tires on him too. Is that who knows where that factors in?
Right. Adam, sorry, you seem to have something really important to say.
I don't blame anyone for, you know, taking $100 million.
No.
I'm not saying that either.
I know you're not. But it's just like, I can't think of any. Can you think of any quarterback that's been like, nah, I want to stay with. It's like, I know that Tom Brady did that to a degree.
Right.
But that was to, you know, remain on a team that was becoming a superpower.
Right. I just feel like with the Darnold situation, you know, how far he takes them, really, then you have to start asking that question like, okay, you know, is this something that we can do? And I feel like they're, you know, we can do in more years and continue to have that sort of success while having this little, you know, the future quarterback on the roster. I don't know. It's a very weird situation because I don't think that anyone in the Vikings organization thought that they would be at this level.
No. The thing with Darnold is he's very streaky. And when he's hot, he's lights out. He's right. just he's making incredibly difficult throws back to back to back. But sometimes he'll have just a quarter where things just don't click.
Right.
And I don't that could be coaching. That just could be maybe defenses are just being disruptive and they, you know, need to yeah. switch up play calling or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. That's going to factor into it. I don't. Yeah. He's not in the like the league of like, you know, so the top tier quarterbacks. So I don't know that he can. Well, I mean, maybe.
I mean, he's 12-2.
I know. I mean, I was going to say, I don't know if he's the kind of quarterback you can put the team on his back like a Mahomes and he'll just get you there. But he has done that several done times it. This year.
And they were literally a point away from beating the Lions, yeah. you know?
Maybe I'm just a doubter. A game they could have won.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is that we are so used to the downfall and the negativity yeah. that, you know, that we're going to eventually be let down and we probably will be, but.
There is a 0% chance that he stays with this team.
Oh, I love that statement. I love it. 0% chance.
Yeah, when we do our show next year, we can see if my prediction's right.
Yeah, I don't think he remains either. Yeah. I think he takes the money somewhere. Because why wouldn't you? Adam's right. Like this is a business. So
yeah. If that doesn't affect the Vikings' plans in any way.
No.
Right? I mean
no.
The end of the day. JJ2 is the one that they want in there. And if they have to bridge a little bit for a half a season, then maybe they do, you know, I don't know.
How good was, what's the backup quarterback that does like the backup ads now? The Minneapolis
Case
Miracle.
Keenum.
Yeah. How good was Keenum that season? Like, I know it's not the same level, but like, wasn't he like, okay.
He was very good. But
I don't remember there being any questions like, oh, do you keep Case Keenum?
Oh, no, the issue at that time is that the Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer hated him. He did not like him and he would never commit to him as like the future quarterback.
OK.
And maybe he saw something that that the average person didn't, because I was like, Keenum's a good bargain. Like, we could keep him. But in the system that they had, I think Keenum probably would have fell back down to earth just like he did when he left. I think he went to Denver. He went to Denver or something after that. He was just mediocre. You know, maybe Keenum, if he has a McConnell in there who is the quarterback whisperer, maybe he does better. But I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like McConnell is a great coach. He's a great quarterback coach. But I don't know if you get lightning that strikes twice or three times or four times when you're, you know, whispering to a quarterback every season, you know, that's going to be a filler quarterback or a bridge quarterback. I don't really know, but he's had hell of a successful run this year. There's no doubt about it. Definitely in the running for coach of the year, I think too, based on expectations, but coach of the year usually wins by you win that award by, you know, doing well, winning division, that kind of stuff. So we'll see,
yeah.
But hey, you know, 3 weeks left and we're in the playoffs and it ought to be a really, really interesting time. And hopefully we have great success for both of our squads.
The thing that I'm sort of holding space for, as the kids like to say, I have a colleague who lives in California and she's a big San Francisco 49ers fan, but she's kind of jumped on the Vikings bandwagon because of their success. And she's always asking me how I feel about the team. And I have to like be honest with her. I'm like, you know, as a long suffering Vikings fan, I honestly can't let myself believe too much because I am constantly disappointed and have too many examples of believing and then being crushed. That said, there are a number of situations this season where past Vikings teams would have dropped the ball, where things have gone on around them to set them up for success. And all they had to do was win a game to put themselves in the driver's seat and they would lose the game. And then they would lose control of their destiny and have to rely on other things. This year, this team is putting it together when it counts. And, you know, that comes down to coaching. That comes down to players executing when they have to and believing. And I still am in that camp of I won't let myself believe too much. But they have shown me something. So
right.
We'll yeah, see this, where it goes.
This team feels closer to, like, Favre's season where they just were
right
pretty dominant, or Moss's rookie year season where they were extremely dominant, but even both of those teams let us down. But it, you know, you think about the Vikings 2 years ago where they won all those one score games. That always felt like a team that was on the edge of destruction every single one of those games, right? Yep. And that's how that's how it felt.
They were coin flip games, and it came up for them a bunch of times. The next season, they went the other way.
Right. So exactly. So we'll see. You know, I honestly, my feelings are the Vikings can win a playoff game, and then after that, who knows? That's sort of what I think.
I think this team is strong enough to make it to the NFC Championship game. And if they manage to win that, I think they get destroyed by the Buffalo Bills.
But hey, we can talk football. Super Bowl. It's all very exciting. Well, fantastic, gentlemen. Guess what? It's our holiday edition. We are about a week away from Christmas. We are about a month away from... let me take that back. We're about 24 hours away from a megastorm.
As we record this,
our first winter storm. We're about a week away from Christmas, and we're about a month away from the end of a society. So let's take our minds off of winter weather destruction, and let's put our minds fully on holiday celebratory moments. And we're going to do that with a special nerd roundtable, a classic bit we've done many, many times, but it's going to be holiday tinged, and we'll have more fun, maybe a little food sampling and a little jovial experiences. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more of episode 330. Your Scope program after this.
Turns out you need to have the sound app in the foreground when you hit the button that makes the sound go. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 3 of the year and our last episode of the year. That means if you were a Patreon patron, you didn't get charged that much this year. So what does that mean for 2025? I mean, it's probably Trump tariffs are going to jack those prices up through the roof. So you won't want to get in before January 20th. You're going to sign up at patreon.com/thescopeshow. You pledge as little as a dollar an episode, set a monthly cap, cancel any time. But we know you're not going to because we don't publish that much. So it's not really going to hit your pocketbook that hard. So just get in there, patreon.com/thescopeshow. It helps pay for some treats. It helps pay for web hosting. Adam's dog's probably going to get the rest of his teeth yanked out. He's going to pay for that, maybe. You know, it's the time of year. It's the gift-giving season. Patreon.com/thescopeshow for all the information. That's all. Bye. I'm just going to let it groove. Go whenever you want.
All right, thank you. I was hoping for some sleigh bells, perhaps.
That would require preparation.
I feel like you've done that before, but
I have. But so here, I don't know where the files are. They're somewhere on either the NAS or on my old hard drive, or I still haven't consolidated everything from the old sessions into an easily accessible place. So,
why don't you just turn around? I mean, sure, it's in one of those books right behind you. Just pull it off the shelf.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Episode 330 of The Scope. Jared and Shane arguing over technology. Adam just sitting there like a proper gentleman.
So he is.
We're doing a Nerd Roundtable, everybody. Holiday edition. What does that mean? We have not done a Nerd Roundtable in a long time. Essentially, we take nerdy topics. I throw them out there in the form of like a Crossfire or a McLaughlin group. Yes, I'm mentioning 80s shows, 80s political shows. Meet the Press, perhaps. And then we really get down to business. But this time around, I'm going to give us a little bit of a holiday theme since we are right in the midst of that. Are you two game? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Love it. All right, Jared. So tone that music down and let's get to it. Adam, my first question is for you.
All right.
How has having a young child changed how you view the holiday season? Now, you've got a young boy who now is aware. He gets things. He's going to probably remember maybe this Christmas, you know, that sort of thing. How has that impacted you and your wife and your dog that eats rocks? And by the way, will that dog, when all his teeth is gone, will he just like chew on sand because it's easier, or will he stick with large rocks? Go ahead.
I have to imagine that the rocks, the love of rocks is not going anywhere.
He was born
as a rock eater. He'll die as a rock eater. Okay. So you have to remember when you say holidays, there's three, but two that we're kind of talking about here. I am a noted Scrooge when it comes to Christmas. I don't like Christmas music. That's amazing.
Even Mariah Carey. Do you like Mariah Carey?
No, I like Mariah Carey. That's not, you know, I'm talking about crooner Christmas music.
So
you're Bing's Crosby.
Bing's Crosby, out.
Out.
Frank Sinatra's out. Out. That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what people like playing. I can't stand it. And you know, we go to Mandy's parents' house, and it's their house. They should celebrate their holiday how they want to celebrate it. But when I have four straight days of crooner fucking Christmas songs, it makes me not enjoy it as much. So I think that you have to keep that in mind with you know, kind of how I my general feelings towards all of it. But I mean, I guess in general, my feelings, have they changed? I like buying gifts for my kid, and I don't like having to wait a month, you know, when I get a cool thing to play with him. But he likes it a lot, and I think that's really cool that, you know, he gets into it. So I'm willing to be an adult and, you know, and go along with it. So,
what's the big gift you got him this year? What is he most excited to get?
Is he asking you to find out? Is that what's going on here?
I'm just saying I need this information for.
Okay. So
reasons.
He has been asking for two things. He says he only wants two things. Mm-hmm. So it's a kid after my own heart, just two good things. You don't need a bunch of shit. So the things he wants is a chess set.
Wow.
Nerd.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. Did you know that, like, Gen Alpha, they're really into chess?
Is it any sort of like novelty chess set, or just like a straight up classic?
Well,
chess
he doesn't know. He just says he wants to play. He wants to learn chess.
Sure.
And he also wants a fart blaster.
Wow.
So
it's the yin and the yang.
The dichotomy. it really speaks to me. I love it. And I'm sure that you guys are aware, but just for people that don't know, a fart blaster is a Minions themed, you know, gun.
Yeah.
And it shoots real farts. It shoots out little puffs of air, and you can load it up with fart cartridges.
Those fart cartridges, I assume, add a scent.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a fart without it, Shane.
Yeah. If you go to Costco, you might be able to find the. They have like a deluxe pack at Costco. So
because you're buying in bulk at Costco, you got to get the bulk farts.
Yeah. Do they have like different smells of farts? Like, oh, this is a guy who ate a lot of cheese. Oh, this is a guy that was really into pineapple. You know, this guy has irritable bowel syndrome. So it's a real rank thing.
Shane, Costco caters a lot to the restaurant crowd. So you're buying like a base fart, and you're going to have to bring your own aromatics to the party.
Base farts.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the box right now.
Is it the ultimate fart blaster?
Smell and banana scent.
Okay.
Cool. No? A banana fart too.
No, I think they're together. Two separate cartridges because, you know, they say banana, right?
Yeah.
That's the Minions.
Let me ask you this. You're going to set up the chessboard and,
knock all the pieces over with a fart blast.
Does a fart blaster have that power to knock over a chess piece?
I was thinking at some point your child is going to put you in checkmate and then just blast a fart in your face.
I'd say that's fair. I'd say the loser gets a fart blasted.
How long will it take for your wife to be completely annoyed by the fart blaster?
She's the one that bought it, so it's her fault.
So you might be the one who's annoyed by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's good that he has like very clear interests and isn't just all over the map. So got to respect that.
Yeah. He's got a lane.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Chess and farts.
His lane is mostly my lane. So a fart blaster and a chest set is it feels like an Adam at six gift. Also,
you feel like the genetics have been passed on successfully.
Yeah. Makes sense. It's very it squares with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, what holiday movie do you avoid, even though everyone else would call it a classic? And I'll start. I watch a lot of holiday movies. There's no question about it. My wife is a holiday freak. Jared knows that.
Mm-hmm. She loves it.
She loves it. But I will say, of the holiday movies that she says are must watches, I still don't love It's a Wonderful Life, to be honest with you. Like, I like some old timey Christmas movies like White Christmas. I have grown to really like that movie. But for whatever reason, It's a Wonderful Life does not land as well for me. I don't really know why. It just has never been something where I need to watch that every year. Jared, you hate holiday movies in general, so pick the one you hate the most.
I never watch them. I can't even cultivate an active hate for any of them because they are just not even a factor in my entertainment choices, to be honest.
And does that
I think the last holiday movie I watched was several years ago at your house when we watched Elf. First viewing of it ever, and it was fine.
It was fine.
So I don't have a hatred towards them because I don't consider them.
Have you seen Christmas Vacation?
Oh yeah, I'm sure I had probably saw it in the theaters.
Have you seen A Christmas Story?
No. Is that the one with the kid with glasses?
Yeah, that's the one with the kid.
Never seen it.
Never seen that.
Nope.
Have you ever seen Die Hard?
Yes, I've seen Die Hard.
Have you ever seen Gremlins?
Gremlins, yes.
Of course. I've seen Gremlins.
Trading Places with Murphy.
Never seen Trading Places.
Ever seen Star Wars Holiday Special? Star Wars, Jared. Have you ever seen Star Wars? That's a Christmas movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I did watch it. Was that last year or the year before? I did watch that.
It was great.
It was good.
Adam, what holiday movie makes you want to puke?
I don't like the old ones, but movies from the 60s.
Too many crooners in them. There's too many crooners in them, Shane.
They're everywhere.
Anything from 60s and earlier, I just can't get into. I don't like Elf.
Right. Anything pre-Nixon.
As much as people insist that they like Elf, but I also don't like Step Brothers. I don't dislike them. I just don't find them to be the giant things that many other people seem to like. But you know what?
Will Ferrell at his most loony.
I guess so. I mean, I do like the... what's the college one? Where they're like back at
old school.
Old school. Yeah, I like old school.
But he's not the star of that film.
Yeah. I mean, I like Anchorman. I don't know. I don't like The Nightmare Before Christmas, so I guess I could go with that.
Yeah, that's a fair one. I don't love that one as much either.
I can say that I saw it in the theater, and I don't think I've seen it since. Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's tonally very strange, obviously. Is it a Christmas movie? Is it a Halloween movie? That's the whole thing. But
got Christmas right in its name.
Yeah, and it's got Nightmare in it too. I don't even know what to make of it. It's just crazy.
Dichotomy.
Was there ever a toy you always wanted as a holiday gift, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, and never got that you went back and bought as an adult?
Jeez, I mean the list is too many to mention for me. But that's because of my own peculiar situation.
Well, tell us.
I don't know if I have a specific one that I can think of. Just the general lack of gifts.
Yeah, I mean,
as a child, as a J-dub, didn't get a lot. Didn't celebrate Christmas, really. Still got, you know, gifts occasionally from my grandma and stuff, but she was more of a sock buyer. Pantsuit. She's not giving you a G.I. Joe Terradrome. I got to think about this. I don't really have an answer.
Adam, what about you? Like maybe like
I did turtle battle wagon,
something like that.
Yeah. I definitely bought some like used Transformers on eBay in my 20s at some point. But I don't feel like it was like yeah, fuck you, mom. Sort right, of feeling. Right. I was just like, oh, that's cool. And then I didn't play with them.
I have disposable income now. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't transform, you know, like, whatever. I just realized a story that I meant to tell was I got a 3D printer for my birthday this year, and I 3D printed a transforming Optimus Prime.
Wow. How long did that take?
8 hours, probably. And it's print in place, which means like you don't need to do anything and it will transform. And it's like very simple, you know, like its arms go back and legs go back, but it transforms. The head pops in and out. And Will looked at it and he was just like, that's pretty cool. And I was just like, pretty cool. I made a transformer. Yeah. I made a transformer in my office. Like I just was like imagining having that ability as a 6-year-old and be like, I can do anything. I can literally have anything I ever want. I'm set. I never need to go outside.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I don't
need that filament and I'm ready to go.
Exactly. Just a quick little tangent into 3D printers realm. Boy. Like, I have a personal feeling that like 3D printers are now at a place utility wise where I kind of want to get one.
What would you use it for, Jared?
I don't know. Like, I always have these little projects around the house where I'm always trying to like figure out like the right piece of hardware or something that I can put either get from Amazon or Home Depot or something to solve a particular problem, and it's like, if I had a 3D printer, I could just model it up and print out the exact piece that I want. I wouldn't have to try to like figure it out. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if I get one in the coming year. But
I have a feeling like if I had one, I'd be making like door stops, just a little wedge. That's what I'd be making. That's the only thing I could model. Yeah.
Just a little wedge.
Yeah.
Jared, I would say to look at Gridfinity and multi-board. Mm-hmm. Because
Gridfinity specifically for organization. Okay. Yep.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yep. I'm aware of this system.
I'm like,
one of our listeners is very excited. The other one is canceling their Patreon.
It's a whole right system of like of things that are already modeled, and you just put in like the exact like heights and everything. You could do a custom drawer organizer.
I'm not sure if that's helping, but all right.
Anyway, I did think of something. If you want to come back to me,
yes, I want to come back to you.
I don't know. If this is specifically something I wanted for Christmas, but it's definitely something I wanted as a kid. And I did buy it as an adult when I had the money, and that would be the Kenner Star Wars Millennium Falcon.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
I definitely wanted that as a kid. Obviously. Either because we didn't get gifts really for Christmas or just because it was stupid expensive and we just could not afford it. I bought that from Toys R Us when it came out. I still have it somewhere in a box.
I have, you literally can look in the back and see my entire life is Christmas gifts I did and did not get. But one that really comes to mind is getting the Voltron Lion set. The big die-cast Voltron. I never had that as a kid. I had one part of the vehicle Voltron, but never the five giant lions. And they re-released them back in our Toys R Us days. And my coworkers actually bought it for me as a gift. It was awesome. One of the best gifts I ever got. And, talk about coming back from nothing to be everything for Christmas. That was the moment for me right there. But again, it could be a million things. I've got mask toys, I've got some Robotech, I've got some Transformers. It's embarrassment of riches in this office. So
now that you say all this, I might go and buy the Centurions set if I can find a full Centurion set.
Yes. I will tell you, this is a big tangent, there is a company called Ramen Toys that does essentially like bootleg action, toys that were never made, and they have like an entire Centurions line that you can get that are like really cool versions of the figures. So you should look into that.
Neat.
Thank you
very much. No problem.
They're just called 80s Commanders.
Yeah, called 80s Commanders. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, these are.
Yeah,
these
and they're are, not that these they're are not that expensive actually.
Essentially Centurions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have gotten two things from them. They did mask toys. So they did the original Thunderhawk in like brand new version. And then they did the Shark, which is the Porsche that turns into a sub that was never released as a toy. And it's like, it's literally a toy that I've probably waited for 40 years and they made it. And it's fantastic. Next time you come over, Jared, I'll show it to you. But cool. Yeah, this Ramen Toys is a great place, little plug. Adam, glad I could help.
Not a sponsor. Right now. Got to call it out. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Not yet.
Speaking of this, did you buy yourself any excellent gifts this holiday season? Maybe to avoid the Trump tariffs? Jared, we'll start with you. My voice gets really high, and then I'll chime in.
He knows exactly what we bought.
You're going to love this, Adam.
I went on a bit of a spree around November because, you know, the threat of tariffs. I got myself
retail therapy. I get it.
Myself a fancy new Bosch dishwasher.
Oh.
And fancy new GE microwave. And a new LG 65-inch OLED TV.
Ooh.
And because got the big TV, I had to get new speakers because I didn't have enough space for the old speakers.
What did you get, the C3 or whatever the new?
The C4.
C4.
The C4. The wire cutter pick. The mid-range in the LG line. And I got to say, once it's dialed in, it's pretty nice looking.
And I just want to say, Adam, to jump into this conversation, I have nothing to do with Jared's dishwasher or his microwave, but I have a lot to do with his TV because my life demanded that we get a new bigger TV. And as soon as I started talking about it and getting Jared interested, he started watching for prices, and then we both got TVs together. I have the same TV.
What a date.
I'm pretty sure that when you started talking about it, I started like seriously considering the space I had available and measuring things out and going, you know, I could potentially fit a 65 inch in this spot where the 55 is living. I would have to get new speakers, but I could do it. And that's when the hunt began. Like, I already knew what TV I would get because I was just going to look at the wire cutter and I was pretty happy with what they recommended, which was the C4. So it was a matter of me finding like speakers that would fit into the space that I had available to the sides of it. So I have like an IKEA cabinet that everything sits in. And so I had a finite space constraint to work in, and I made it work, and I'm very happy with my purchases.
Yeah. And Jared, you also forgot to say that you also bought a new receiver.
I did.
Forgot.
Well,
Jared, when is your receiver going to be at your house in a few days?
It'll be here Friday.
And guess what? My new receiver will be at my house on Saturday.
Yep. The same one. We both bought it from Costco. It's last year's wire cutter pick. It's a Denon.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Adam, we have a full
AV switch out for me in the living room.
We've Jared and I have done this for years. We are enablers to the worst degree. Like, we've enabled each other to buy video game systems. We bought TiVos together when TiVo first came out. Like, whenever one of us upgrades or wants to upgrade or start talking about it, the other one will oftentimes follow suit, get the same thing. It's just ridiculous. But
that's great. That's a
good
relationship.
It makes it fun, and I feel better about myself.
Yeah. Yes. And we got a really great price.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the TV and the receiver. I was just thinking back about the whole tech upgrade trend. And I think there was a time where I was at your house, and for whatever reason, I just got a burn, man. Like, I just got to go to Best Buy and buy an Xbox because I didn't have one. I
wanted. This happened. Yeah.
Was it the Xbox One? I think it probably was.
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the deal with the TV, like this TV,
not the bone, the actual original Xbox.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
But to go back to the TV, the price on it is pretty much the price, right? I mean, it's been on sale like for $100 off or something like that. It's like an Apple product, essentially. It just doesn't shift well. And so that in itself didn't make me like want to rush out and get it. Like, oh, we can get it whenever, you know, maybe there'll be a sale, but it just didn't change. And then literally the next day, Jared's like, oh, I found it. It's $300 off. Let's go. And we both ordered it and got it. So it was a great feeling.
Nice.
Yep. What about you, Adam?
Anything?
A fart blaster for yourself?
I need to go toe to toe with my kid.
Yeah, this is like a backpack mounted one though, with extra capacity.
Steam Deck.
Oh, nice!
You can see you guys, and you can see I did not buy the matte screen option.
No,
and the reflection there. So that's been a lot of fun. Been playing the Arkham games again. They run perfectly on there.
Nice.
Awesome. So that's been fun. I You'll be able to see it buried. I've been kind of getting into Star Wars Unlimited, which is like the new Star Wars TCG, like Magic the Gathering. Because I needed some sort of competitive tabletop game since X-Wing is dead. Yeah.
Is it dead? It's just like they just like,
Asmodee gave it to a different company instead of Fantasy Flight in Roseville, and then the pandemic happened, and then they said we're abandoning this game. Please buy our Marvel miniatures games instead. So anyway, I bought a couple boxes of of cards, and then I bought an organizer with six shelves in it.
Did you 3D print anything to organize?
I have 3D printed a few things to organize tokens and things like that.
He's going to enable me to get a 3D printer.
Yeah, this is stop. This is going to be crazy. This is insane.
Yeah, hey, look into the Bamboo A1. It goes on sale a lot, and it's worked out of the box for me. When I talk to my my coworkers who kind of are dabble in 3D printing, they're always like, you got to get it all leveled and blah blah blah, and I say nope. I pressed a button and it printed a little tugboat.
That's what I'm saying. They're at that like consumer level now where you don't have to think too hard. My problem is I don't know where to put it. So if I solve that problem, then 3D printer comes home. But if I don't have a home for it, then no dice.
Shouldn't have got that bigger TV. You would have put it right next to your old TV.
Yeah, I could be watching old episodes of Robotech on my smaller TV while I'm 3D printing, and instead I'm watching Skeleton Crew in Dolby Vision. So.
Yeah.
Trade-offs.
Take that. Well, that's fantastic, Adam. I'm glad that you participated in Treat Yourself Holiday Edition. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's all about getting ahead of those Trump tariffs, baby.
Right. Okay. So
you can buy all the Apple products you want later, though, because he got a sweetheart deal, apparently.
Oh, we love it. So I'm going to ask you guys one question, and then I am going to leave and come back to get to prepare for our next segment. And this is the question.
It's a costume change. Good grief.
What is your favorite current holiday tradition, Adam? I'll leave it to you. Jared doesn't love holidays. So you guys talk. I'll be back in 30 seconds.
So all my holiday traditions involve going to my in-laws. So they're kind of not my traditions. They're kind of their traditions.
But it's something you look forward to.
It is. They really like, I'll tell you my least favorite. They have a game called, Find the Pickle.
The Christmas pickle.
Yeah. Christmas pickle.
I'm just learning that the Christmas pickle is a thing, and it's been a thing for a while, but somehow it's never gotten into my orbit.
Yeah. And so it's a pickle ornament, and they hide it, in the tree. And I'm colorblind. So finding a green pickle on a green tree with, little lights sparkling. I'll tell you what, I've done this since I first met Mandy and went to her parents for Christmas in 2008. I have found the pickle zero times. I have never once been the one to find the pickle. So,
do you put in a significant effort every year trying to find the pickle?
At first, yes, I do. And then,
or you're just like, I'm never going to find this. I'll just like, I can't find it.
I'm trying. And then I'm just like, what am I doing? And then, and then I get discouraged and I pout.
Well, this year, when people ask you to find the pickle, you can just grab your son's a fart blaster and just pop them, right in the kisser with a fart. Find the pickle.
You find that damn pickle, and it's probably going to smell funny. All right.
Well, you find this Bronx cheer.
Banana fart.
Yep.
Well, we're back. I'm back. I missed a great story, Adam, but it sounds hilarious.
You'll probably listen to the episode
I always go back. I listen for things that we do right, things what we can improve on. Mm-hmm. It's just my typical obsessive compulsive podcasting behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it wouldn't be a Scope holiday edition of anything if we didn't at least get a little bit into a Scope dope or nope type situation. The problem though,
situation.
The problem is there was not a lot of holiday foods, at least Christmas edition foods. So, normally in previous years, I think last year we had 19 different holiday foods. This time around, Christmas specific, I think I found like two that would be of interest. So I did have a little bit from Thanksgiving and Halloween. So I thought in the tradition of the holidays that we would just do a quick scope dope or scope nope with the foods that we have. Some of us can try it. Some of us can't. Adam, you can comment as we go. This is going to be a faster version of this because we literally don't have 19, but it's mostly going to be Jared and I going, what the hell are we eating? So Jared,
what have you done?
If you will get your bag of fun out. We've got a few different things we can eat
from the Asian Mart
and we've got that. Yes. So let's start with the oldest Oreo of the bunch. These things could be stale for all I know. I think these came out in late summer of 2024. I'm talking about the Oreo Coca-Cola edition. Adam, you've had these, correct?
I think I can guess which ones they are just by looking.
Yes.
So all I've got is a little baggie. It's the ones with the little Coke bottles.
Yes, it's Oreo Oreo sandwich cookies with popping candy that transport you to the experience of sipping the beverage with every bite. So I'm going to open this up. Jared, you take a big whiff because I had to package up yours and tell me what it smells like to you.
Oh, it smells a little bit like a weedy cherry Coke.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it smelled like, Adam, I don't know if you remember, but it smells like,
yeah,
like cola candy, you know, yeah, like,
okay, this is the exact review I had was, oh no, it's the other one. When you get to the next one,
it smells like cola candy. That's the only way I can describe it. Yeah. So let's get in there. Let's take a bite. Jared, I hope they're good. We can play the game. What's the expiration date? Oh, we snuck this in here. January 3rd.
I'm trying to see if the red cookie has a different flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Red and got like a red Coke bottle.
Maybe a slight cherry Coke-ness to it.
Yeah. Popping. You get a little bit of the popping. Okay. I got my thoughts.
Okay,
I'll start it off.
Go ahead.
I never thought I would say this, Adam.
Yeah.
But I'm actually going to give this a scope dope. Like, I think that it accomplishes what it wanted to do. Like, it does taste like cola. It does taste like Oreos. You get a little bit of pop. And it's not offensive. I mean, I'm certainly, this would not replace some of my favorite Oreos of all time. But I'm definitely giving it a
plain Oreos. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like plain Oreos, yep. Jared, what say you?
This is subtler, more subtle than I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I really expected to be blasted with cherry Coke flavor. Or just, is it just Coke?
Or blasted with a fart blaster. No, it's just Coke.
But it's a subtler taste than I was expecting. And I think that is actually the right move. Yeah, I'm going to agree. These are dope.
Adam, what did you think when you tried them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember. Again, my,
it was before the election. It was before Biden dropped out. I mean, it was a long time.
My recollection was that I, as always, said, "Is it better than regular? Regular
Oreos?
Regular Oreos?" And the answer is no. They're not better than regular Oreos. So
definitely not.
That makes it a hard sell for me.
Right. So I'm writing you down for a nope.
Nope.
Jared, good it doesn't spot. Matter. That's a dope, baby.
Yeah, scope dope.
All right, Adam, I'm going to follow that up with what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oreo Coca-Cola. It's like, hey, we've got two products. We'll just flip the order, and then we'll have two things that we can sell for really expensive prices. This is Oreo Coca-Cola Creation Zero Sugar. So it's another one of those creations. It's zero sugar, so I'm probably going to hate it. And it's just pretty much, okay, check out this copy. Introducing the new Coca-Cola Zero Sugar Oreo Limited Edition Creations, a delicious duo that celebrates friendship with every sip. We're combining Coca-Cola Zero and Oreo to help you find a new friend with all the flavor. Okay, I want to meet the person that wrote this because that is just garbage. I'm opening it up. This is going to be fast. Adam, you had this, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. My guess is you hated it.
Because I'm a Grinch.
You are.
I get it.
It smells like Coke. There might be a slight cookie smell, but it's not overwhelming. Ooh. Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah. I don't love diet soda, number one. Doesn't help.
It's not diet. It's zero sugar.
I might get a little bit of Oreo in there, but frankly, it just tastes like a zero sugar diet Coke to me for the most part. Adam, is that a fair statement, or did you get more out of it?
Yeah, I'm wondering if I'm mixing them up. One of them tasted like those gummy colas from, you know, when we were kids, like just the bad ones, ones you'd bite the top off of and pretend to drink.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think that was the cookie, because I don't think this tastes like that at all. It's not even particularly that sweet. So let's say I'm a dope nope, Jared.
Ew, scope nope.
Did I say a dope, a dope nope, a scope nope?
You said a dope nope?
Scope dope, okay. Dope.
Dope nope.
All right, let's go to a Halloween edition candy.
On schedule.
I really wish you could try this, Adam, because I'm really excited about it. It's Kit Kat Ghost Toast. Did you try these?
Show me. Can you show me again? Oh, I can't remember. I'm having a hard time remembering if that was last year when there's the ghost ones. Are these different from last
year? I don't know if these are different from last year. I don't remember them because I think I would have got them. This is a crisp wafers and cinnamon toast flavored cream. So it looks like the cream is kind of a light orange. Let's break into it. We'll show what it looks like.
We're a big C2C household. So cinnamon toast crunch for those in the know.
Okay. Uh-huh. So here it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks kind of like the pumpkin pie ones that we've had before.
I'm getting like creamsicle vibes on the color.
Yeah. Definitely a cinnamon scent. No question about that.
Subtle, but it's there. I'm going in. It's not really hitting on the flavor front.
No, it's more sweet.
Hmm.
Cinnamon is very subtle.
Okay,
Jared, I'll let you pick, or I'll let you make the decision.
The thing is, with all of these specialty ones, I understand the technology at play here. They have to use a white chocolate as a base, but it just sort of robs it of the Kit Kat flavor that I really want, which is more chocolate. This just doesn't really have it. And they didn't really like go hard with the cinnamon toast flavor either.
Yeah.
It ends up just being kind of there, but not really an experience. And for that, it's a nope.
Yeah, same deal here. You guys know my love of the ultimate.
I'm still going to eat it.
The ultimate seasonal Kit Kat, which is the Witch's Brew, which is the marshmallow cream one. Mm-hmm. I still have a bag and a half in the house. I gave Jared one the other day when he came over to watch a football game. And that Kit Kat is, to me, as good as the original. I've grown to love it that much.
Incredible. Incredible. Because of the show, guys. This is the sort of difference we're making.
I know. This Cinnamon Toast Crunch Kit Kat needs to lean heavier on the cinnamon. It does not do that. It is a nope for me. Adam, you don't recall. I'm putting a scratch through your name. Jared, it's a nope.
Oh, yeah. It is a nope. Here we go.
Ew, scope nope.
You said this was going to be a short taste test, but there's like five more items in here.
Okay, we're going fast. We're going fast. Pumpkin spice, cream sandwiches, Aldi.
Oh,
I want to let the listeners know, Shane gave me no preparation for any of this other than one thing to buy yesterday.
Adam, I've had these for months. I didn't tell you because wasn't even sure if we were going to do a show. And then by the time we did, it was too late. And then I was like,
hold it against you.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Okay, so pumpkin spice sandwich cream. I mean, this looks very similar to like the pumpkin Oreos.
I think I got the right one. I guess it's the only one that has an orange cream, right?
Yeah. It doesn't really smell like pumpkin.
Yeah.
It smells a bit more like a burnt caramel to me.
Yeah. Or it actually maybe smells more of actual pumpkin than it does of pumpkin spice, which is an interesting move. Let's see how it delivers.
Adam's 3D printing a cookie right now.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I'm enjoying, I am enjoying watching you guys enjoy them. So,
yeah. Okay.
No cap.
No cap.
Okay.
Give it.
Jared, start it up.
This is delightful. I'm getting like pie crust from the cookie, and I'm getting like probably sweeter than you would want, but I'm getting like a legitimate like pumpkin spice flavor from the filling. This is a seasonal joy. I think this plays well even this time of year because, you know, you get pumpkin pie around the holidays too, right? It's not just a Thanksgiving only thing. This is a dope. I quite like this.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a dope. It is. I loved the pumpkin pie Oreo, and this is in that realm. It's not as Jared had said, it's not as like fakey pumpkin flavor. It just is sort of like a subtle mix of everything together. You've got the crust, you've got a little bit of pumpkin, you've got a little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of like Thanksgiving spice in it. It's a winner.
This is good. I'm going to have to fight Angela to finish this.
Dope.
Wow. She's probably going to like them too.
Well, Jared, we've got
scoped up.
We've got more, so if you want to come over and get them, you can get them. Okay, all Jared, right. let's stay on that theme. M&M's pumpkin pie flavor, Jared. It's the M&M's that are not primary colors.
Okay.
So this pumpkin is another Thanksgiving, flavor. Halloween Thanksgiving flavor.
Are there, okay. Do I need to get one of each going?
I don't think
is that
so.
What we're doing here? Or they all?
I haven't tried them, so I don't know. Oh. They basically are.
There's an orange one. There's
orange,
like a,
dark brown, and like a cream color.
Yeah.
Down the hatch, baby. In.
Well, it just tastes like an M&M. Okay. I'm not getting anything extra off of that. I guess I'm going to try the other flavors. See what's going on.
Did you try these, Adam?
I don't think so. It's weird.
I'll like start
we,
it off.
We even have like a person at my office that's like,
and
she buys a lot of these, you know, and just some of these I'm surprised about that I didn't try.
Huh. Well, I'll start it off.
Yep.
You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
It is very chocolatey, no pumpkin flavor. It's like it may be like the pumpkin flavor in the chocolate makes it taste weird, you know, like it's just a weird flavor. It's not offensive, but it just mostly just tastes like a regular thick chocolate M&M to me.
Yeah, these are just fat M&M's.
Yeah.
These are just fat M&M's.
Yep.
There's I didn't get any pumpkin off of this. I don't know what they're
doing.
I
really didn't either.
They're colored only. That's it. If you like the colors and you like fat M&M's, seek them out. Otherwise,
imagine being like, we did it, guys. We made bad M&M's.
We did it, and let's sell it. No wonder there aren't any special holiday flavors. They screwed it up during Halloween.
We're like, oh, we got to take the season off, guys. Right. We don't know what we're doing anymore.
Jared, why don't you
can't
talk
see the
about
forest for the trees?
Why don't you talk about why you think there are no holiday flavors this year? But I'm gonna I'll do that. You do that after I introduce our next holiday flavor. It's the Mountain Dew 2024 Voodoo Mystery Flavor. Adam, you have had this.
I have had
this. Did you identify the mystery flavor?
Yes, we had a whole conversation at work about it. I don't know if I did it successfully. Have they announced it?
I don't know, but I want you to talk about that after Jared talks. How about this? I'll have a sip.
It's not like some grand theory or any sort of insight. I just think that they had too much stuff last year, and retailers tend to overcompensate the other direction when you fill the market with stuff that doesn't sell.
Right.
And my feeling is that a bunch of the stuff last year didn't sell. Maybe it was because they had 75 tie-ins to Elf, and that was like too much for people. And so they just decided to like, we're going to roll back this year, and we'll see how it goes. But
okay, fair
enough.
That's
just a guess.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Adam, I'm sniffing this, and it's got a really fruity, citrusy, fresh smell, and I like it. So it's not like a weird berry necessarily. It just smells like a fruit punch type of thing, which is my favorite. So I'm going in. This expired December 9th, 2024. So
it is expired, best buy, sell by. What are we looking at?
It just has the date.
Okay. Well, take your life in your hands, I guess.
Pretty bad journalism here, guys. Like,
pretty bad. Are you looking up the mystery flavor for me, Adam?
I'm looking up my team's conversation around it. I'll look up what they announced.
Yeah, I don't know what the flavor is on this, but I like it.
Yeah,
I do.
It's very like. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I found.
Okay.
Okay, Adam, fill us in, please.
This is our kind of groupthink came down to pink Starburst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's it. I mean, that's in the realm. So what's the official word? Have you gotten, can you do a search for me?
Pink fruit candy is the mount. That's what I'm seeing on the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Blue Sky account. I don't know what that means, but I guess it's
like strawberry strawberry.
Yeah.
Starburst. It definitely has more tang. You know, it has that Mountain Dew tang, but the underlying flavor is absolutely strawberry flavored.
We liked it a lot.
I would buy, you know, every once in a while. It's that good. It's a very one of the best Mountain Dew flavors, specialty flavors that I've had. Serious dope for me.
Yeah, scope dope.
There you go.
I will throw that Coke Zero in the garbage can. This I will put back in the fridge and try later.
I mean, you could seal it up, put it in the fridge, and I'll finish it on Sunday when we watch the Vikings game.
That Coke?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's go on to our next delightful M&M. This time it is Toasty Holiday Peanut Flavor.
Toasty Holiday Peanut Flavor.
So, and it shows...
So it's a peanut M&M.
It shows a peanut M&M with a thing that says Holiday Nuts on it. So my guess is it's probably going to be... maybe like a peanut brittle peanut or something like that.
Interesting.
I thought you said posty like Post Malone, but now I'm understanding it. That's not what you said.
Yeah. So this has a very strong smell, Jared, like a maple flavor.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Sort of candied going on here.
Yeah.
Let's do a little halvesies. Oh, fell apart.
These you may be able to get in the store still. Not positive, Adam, so I couldn't. But you didn't make the effort to get the other thing anyway. So
no, I didn't try to do anything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's definitely like a peanut brittle thing going on here.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of it, but this is I'm definitely having like a sense memory of eating grandma's peanut brittle, which I think she finally stopped making. But
okay, Jared. Quick opinion on this. What do you think?
I need to have one more to find out. Yeah. No, I don't like it with chocolate. Nope. It's a nope for me.
Jared's a nope. I give it a mild dope, actually. I love peanut M&Ms. It's my favorite kind of M&M. And I appreciate just the slightly augmented flavor to it. But I wouldn't pick them over regular M&Ms. Adam, you're the tiebreaker. If you were to have tried this.
Imagine
eating it.
I'm imagining.
Uh-huh. It's just our perfect description of a peanut M&M with a little bit of maple flavor. Is that something you would consider to be dope or a nope?
No, not at all. Mm. What I'm hearing, though, is not as good as the original M&Ms. So that to me says
That's always the thing. Is it better than the original? And if not, it's a nope.
Jared, I'm going to let you choose. Are we going to do the cookie or are we going to do the chips?
Right, we got a render final verdict on this one.
Nope.
I'd like to end with the cookie because I think I'm not going to like the chips. So.
Okay, so this is funny. My wife picked these chips up for me at a local Asia mall. It's like a giant mega mall that serves and it has like a bunch of grocery stores that are Asian flavor. And we actually have two different flavors of chips here, Jared. So these will not go down in the scope dope or no final tally, but they are Lay's.
Yep.
Mine is Italian red meat flavor. What does yours say, Jared?
I believe it says sweet basil.
Okay. Well, let's open it up. Have to be expired, by the way.
It has a basil leaf on there.
don't even look, Jared. Do not even look. Mine
no.
is...
This is not bad. Best before 7/23/25, although it was It was manufactured in January of this year, so I'm not sure. A year and a half of freshness is in the bag, but let's find out.
Mine, I feel like, was manufactured almost a year ago, but that can't be right. I have not had these for a year. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Mm.
I'm going to tell you, they pretty much smell like regular Lay's. I'm not getting Italian red meat flavor, but hey.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Adam, here we go. It's got an orange tint on mine. What is yours? Is yours bright green?
This is like what was the show?
It's actually just like it's like a ruffle. It's got that ruffle. It's got ridges on it.
You got ridges, Jared.
Yeah, I'm not.
Here's
not a big basil guy, so the smell is really off-putting.
And I'm
going
to tell you guys, Carrie told me that they have tons of stuff like this, so we literally could do 15 or 16 shows, and at that rate, that might take us to 2030.
Well, there we go.
So, I have to survive this. Jared, you take your bite, I'll take mine.
Oh, God, here we go. Okay. The flavor's not as bad as the smell. The smell is off-putting. It could be the bag, maybe. This has got a lot more tang than I was expecting. There's like some vinegar or something going on in here. The basil flavor is super subtle. Yeah, this is, if you can get past the smell, these are not terrible.
Okay. I have to say,
I'm surprised.
Okay. I'm laughing because it does taste like Italian red meat.
Wow.
I get a sense of meat. I get a sense of red sauce. It's bizarre. Like, I've never had a meat-flavored chip before, but it's definitely there. And it's kind of interesting. Fun. It's interesting.
Can you identify the meat? Can you identify the provenance of the animal?
It's probably like a beef. But like it's subtle. It's almost like if you have like a powdered beef.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like to me. Like maybe a little bouillon. I don't know.
This has some
next
spice.
Next time you
to
come
it.
Over, Jared, we gotta bring your chips.
Okay. No, I'm just noticing on the front. I was gonna say this has some spice to it, and I'm noticing in the art there is a little chili down here under the basil. So that was unexpected. I mean, it's billed as sweet basil. So unless sweet basil isn't actually sweet, which is, I'm not familiar with all types of basil, so it could be very well be the case, but this isn't sweet to me, but it is spicy in kind of a good way.
I'm not going to lie, if this was going into the official tally, this would be an absolute dope. I'm shocked, like it hits all the right notes, like Lay's knows what they're doing, folks.
I mean, the smell is still not great, but the flavor, I'm kind of digging these.
Wow. Okay.
Well, honestly, very surprised by that.
Don't oink out. You know, I got to try these. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to my last
don't
soda.
Oink out. Am I supposed to save these for you?
Yeah. I'll save some of mine. You save some of yours.
All right.
This is, I don't know when this came out. I feel like it was a late summer, early fall flavor. Maybe it came out the same time as the Voodoo. It's the Mountain Dew Infinite Swirl. It's due with the blast of artificial pineapple berry flavor. Mm. So there's going to be a heavy pineapple component, Adam. And you guys who you guys that drink Mountain Dew at work all the time, you missed out on this. You didn't even find this.
I'll say we don't drink it at work. We drink the special ones at work.
Yeah, but this is a special one.
Yeah. Well, for all I know, my millennial coworkers did. And they were like, this is just too extreme for a dad over there.
Oh, okay. Well, you should ask them. Okay. My smell test here. Mm-hmm. I'm not really getting pineapple. Like the Voodoo had a very, pretty strong scent. I'm not really getting anything. So it's got to be in the drink. Let's see. It's also old. So that could have something. It's actually kind of flat.
Hmm.
Oh, that time I got a taste of the pineapple. I can definitely get the pineapple. We had a pineapple one in one of our previous taste tests. I don't think that we like that very much either. Yeah, I don't know what the berry is. It has a little bit of zing of medicinal, a little bit of pineapple, and that's really about it. It's kind of a miss.
So you would say
nope.
Disappointing.
Okay, last one, Adam.
All right.
Is this some sort of s'mores cookie?
This is what we're looking at. Chips Ahoy Chewy Hot Cocoa.
Oh, hot cocoa. Hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa. What does that mean? It is a perfect blend of rich chocolatey chips, gooey marshmallow chips, smooth fudge filling, and hot cocoa powder. I don't know what that is, but oh, you could heat for a treat. It says right on there. I mean, what do they think of next?
I like that. I like it when they let you know, hey, you can heat this up.
You can heat this.
It's not illegal.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it essentially smells good. It's not really a hot cocoa until you do that. So I'm just going to say this right now. Chewy Chips Ahoy is not my favorite. I don't like chewy packaged cookies. It tastes weird. You don't make cookies like this in real life. It just seems like an abomination. So I'm already a little freaked out. And they're filled. Look at that, Adam. Filled.
What?
With chocolate fudge in the center.
Oh. All right. That's why you want to heat them up. All right.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Finally got a good hit of the chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, thoughts? Wrap up this holiday bonanza.
It's okay. I do like the gooey fudge in the middle, but if we're applying the Adam metric to it, which is it better than the original? This isn't. If we're applying my metric, which is it doesn't have to be better than the original, but it has to bring a unique experience that I want to have. It's not really bringing it to me. It's fine, but I don't feel like this is special.
Yeah. I'm with you. It's dry.
It is a little
even
dry.
Though it's got a cream filling. And this isn't a 6 month old cookie treat, by the way. This is stuff you can buy on the shelves right now. So it's not like we're eating our chips that expired in February of 2024. It's dry to the point where it almost seems like, hey, I got a stale Hostess ho-ho and the Hostess ho-ho has gotten hard and crumbly. That's sort of what this tastes like to me. I don't really get a great marshmallow flavor. It doesn't remind me of hot cocoa in any way. It's like a chocolate cookie with filling with white chocolate chunks. It's a pretty strong nope for me. Not something I would ever buy.
Yeah, that's a nope for me too.
All right.
There you go.
Well, we did it, Adam. We made it through the list. I'll give a quick update. Coke Oreos. Dope. Oreo Coke. Nope. The Kit Kat. Nope. Pumpkin treats, pumpkin cookies, absolutely dope. What else do we have here? Mountain Dew Voodoo. Big dope. Mountain Dew pineapple, that's a noper. Peanut M&Ms, nope. And Chips Ahoy, also a nope. So,
a bunch of nopes.
And pumpkin M&Ms, nope as well. So not a lot of big winners here. I think the Coke Oreos to me is the biggest surprise, along with these crazy Lays from overseas.
For me, it's the Aldi pumpkin pie. Those are my favorite.
All right.
By far.
Well, fantastic. Adam, thanks for playing along, even though you couldn't play along. You are a sport. I dedicate this segment to you.
Wow.
The trooper of the scope. You are you're special. You are special. And
thank you.
Whether your dog chews rocks or not, I will not hold it against you.
There you go.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap up the show and the year right after this.
There's more of the scope dead ahead.
Under the scope.
Yeah. We're not going to do anything here, are we?
We are not.
It's going to go right into the end.
We're going. That's what we've been doing. Yep.
Happy holidays, folks.
Hey, before Jared gets at it, Adam, our last two episodes, you did make an appearance.
Okay. Oh,
rather, that's right.
Rather, your AI version. He was back. Adam Attic was back. Boy, he was a mouthy son of a bitch.
It's amazing what you can do with the AI voice synthesis.
Yeah.
Now.
We just
came back for the
voice.
Second episode as Adam Static. He was upgraded.
We could, with AI nowadays and all of the scopes that we've recorded, we could absolutely create an Adam replacement.
No, why do that? Why not replace all three of us? And then we don't have to even do the show.
Yeah, it might be a more entertaining show, really.
There is technology, I think it's from Google, called Notebook ML, where it will essentially generate a podcast episode.
Yeah, I heard about
and so
that.
So you could create, like, if you could create your feed in all of our sound and create voice models of all three of us, we could just give it something to talk about and it would just create the episodes for us. Now, I'm not interested in doing that because I don't really want to give away my likeness that way, but right. It is a fascinating thing to think about.
Yeah. We've got a secret sauce here for the scope that probably would break most large language models.
Sure. Yep. What would they do with what's the fart gun called? Fart-O-Matic? No.
Fart blaster. Yeah. I mean, no AI is going to be talking about a banana fart on the reg. That's just not going to happen.
Nope. That's true. That is true.
Or as Adam will say, I was born a rock eater and I'll die a rock eater. Jared, close it up.
Yeah, folks, thanks for listening to the show. This is our last show of the year, so it is your last chance to get your comments into us. Before the lights go out in Georgia and in the rest of the country, because dark times are coming, folks. Not only because it is about to be the winter solstice, but also because we got a new administration coming, and that means, well, who knows what it means? It's going to be dire times, probably. So get your comments in. Comments at thescopeshow.com is the email. Call or voicemail line is 612-21-SCOPE.
Get your comments in before the tariffs really get you.
Yep, there'll be a surcharge at some point, so...
Get your comments in before polio gets you, because it's coming back, baby.
Yep. 612-217-2673. Social media, it's a thing. We're not really there anymore. Like, I'd say go to X. We still have an account, technically, but anything you say on there is probably just going to get shouted at down by the God King Elon, so don't even bother. It's not worth it.
Maybe we'll go to Blue Sky at 2025, Jared.
Maybe.
Get your comments in before the drones, all of those drones everywhere get you. How about that?
I think I may have grabbed the Blue Sky handle, so I'll have to double check that.
Okay, good.
Anyway, otherwise we are on, we have a website, thescopeshow.com, and there you can find a link to our YouTube channel. That is youtube.com/thescopeshow. This video, where you can watch us chew things and watch Adam critique our chewing, will be up. At near the same time as you're hearing this. So if you like the video form, head over there, subscribe. It's a good time, I think. I don't know. It's a thing we do. If you want to help support the show financially, you can go to patreon.com/thescopeshow. Sign up there. Told you all about that earlier. Again, Trump tariffs coming for your Patreons. So get in before the getting's no longer good. And if you're shopping at Amazon, I know this. By the time this comes out, it's too late. Christmas shopping, but maybe you want to get yourself something nice before, again, the tariffs kick in. Patreon.com. So not Patreon. Thescopeshow.com/Amazon. Click on that link and something will happen. Can't say what.
Right.
Because there's terms and conditions. But hit the link. You can follow. It's free internet for now. There you go. Back to you, Shane.
Get your comments in before what? Come on, Adam. Give me one more zinger.
Nope.
You put him to sleep.
I got nothing.
It's fine. It's fine, Adam. It's fine.
One show a year and he can't even bring it. Wow.
If only Adam Static could come back. And
he's
really...
thinking about what he can 3D print. He's already planning things out.
Yeah.
Where does your 3D printer live, Adam? Do you have a home for it?
It's right there.
Just right back there.
Oh, there it is. You just have to move your head.
My 2D printer.
Oh, nice. He's sprinting in all dimensions.
This is a guy who's
unconstrained.
The fart blaster
time and space.
Gets the fourth dimension, you know?
So. Yeah, that's true.
The fart blaster gets the fourth dimension.
That fourth dimension is the
I think we have. I think we got to end this. End the year with Fart Blaster gets the fourth dimension. I cannot top that. Jared, Adam, thank you so much. It's been a great one. Hopefully more than three shows next year. Until then, bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, ciao! Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.
Loved it. It was good.